Listen, Tim Walz falsely labels himself retired command sergeant major in congressional radio ad. By Paul Bois on August 11, 2024. A radio ad from 2006 features Democrat Minnesota Governor Tim Walz falsely labeling himself a retired command sergeant major during his initial run for U.S. Congress. In the ad, which was unearthed on August 2 prior to Kamala Harris selecting him as her running mate, Tim Walz refers to himself as sergeant major before going on to discuss how his time spent operating artillery led to hearing loss. "My name is Tim Walz and I'm running for Congress here in southern Minnesota for several important reasons. But today, I'd like to tell you about one issue that's very personal to me. I am a retired command sergeant major in the Minnesota National Guard," he said. Emphasis added. The ad went on to describe how operating artillery led to hearing loss in one ear that required surgery to fix, driving home a campaign message about the importance of health care. The New York Times confirmed he suffered hearing loss in a report over the weekend. But his time in an artillery unit came at a cost to his health, despite not seeing combat. The deafening booms and shock waves from howitzer barrels and their projectiles, which sound like freight trains as they fly overhead, left Mr. Walz with hearing loss and tinnitus in both ears, according to a 2018 report from Minnesota Public Radio. In 2005 he underwent corrective surgery to alleviate the problem, the report said. Walz's use of the rank retired command sergeant major since his run for U.S. Congress has drawn considerable criticism from members of the military community, with claims of stolen valor. Walz was not permitted to use that title after retiring when he failed to complete the final and necessary coursework. As Breitbart News reported, Walz listed on his official biography a higher military rank than the one he ultimately retired with, drawing criticism from some veterans. After reports surfaced questioning his use of rank, the Kamala Harris campaign altered its official website's biography of Walz by removing its reference to him as a retired command sergeant major and only noting that he once served at the command sergeant major rank. According to CNN, Walz encountered criticism of his service characterizations going all the way back to 2006 during his run for U.S. Congress, which he denied at the time. A viral video, which the Kamala HQ account on X originally shared on Wednesday, featured Walz touting gun control before saying he carried a weapon in war. "I spent 25 years in the Army, and I hunt. I've been voting for common sense legislation that protects the Second Amendment, but we can do background checks. We can do CDC research, we can make sure that those weapons of war that I carried in war is the only place where those weapons are at," emphasis added. The Harris-Walz campaign later said he misspoke when he made that statement, even though Walz himself reposted the video just days prior to him being tapped as Kamala Harris's VP pick. A subsequent report from the Washington Free Beacon on Wednesday also claimed that Walz had previously presented himself as a veteran of Operation Enduring Freedom. Per Breitbart News, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., who is facing accusations of stolen valor, allegedly falsely claimed in a previous press release that he was a veteran of Afghanistan. In a 2006 press release issued by his campaign, Walz was described as being a veteran of Operation Enduring Freedom. The war in Afghanistan, which began on October 7, 2001, was called Operation Enduring Freedom, according to the Naval History and Heritage Command website. The operation's start came after the September 11, 2001, terrorist attacks. Democrat Tim Walz will spend Sunday, February 19 and Monday, February 20 traveling across Minnesota's 1st Congressional District as he formally announces his candidacy for the United States House of Representatives, the press release said. Walz, a veteran of Operation Enduring Freedom and longtime Mankato educator, is unopposed for the DFL endorsement and is slated to challenge Representative Gil Gutnacht in November of 2006. A photo at the time featured Walz at an anti-President George W. Bush protest in which he was seen carrying a sign that read, "Enduring Freedom Veterans for John Kerry." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.